You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
Spring training is here, or, you know, we like to say that anyway because it makes us feel better. We're really, really close as we get ready to talk some Mariners baseball here today. I'm Dave Raymond with Greg Johns of Mariners.com. Can we say it, Greg? I mean, can we say spring training is here? I know you don't leave for a couple more days yet.
I feel like when I start to find my suitcase that it must be close. So I know they had truck day yesterday for the Mariners when they packed the 18-wheeler and throw in all the gear and start driving to Arizona. And that's as good a sign as any that we got to be getting close. I know a lot of the ballplayers are already down in Peoria, about 25 guys down there already working out. So they're definitely eager and ready, and a lot of pitchers down there throwing already, kind of gearing up on their own to be ready when camp opens. So, yeah, I think we can say it. I mean, we're not going to hit the button until the 19th with the pitchers and catchers reporting for the Mariners, but that certainly is within shooting distance now, so I think we're all getting excited.
Of course, now, you know, from your perspective, the honey-do list has to be just about done, right? I mean, you've cleaned the gutters, you've got everything in order so you can leave for the next 7-8 months?
I have done a lot of work recently, Dave, and I appreciate you pointing that out, and I hope my wife appreciates that as well. No, we're all good. It is a drive. I mean, it's a haul when you walk out the door and you're not going to be back for a couple months. You definitely got to get some things in order, but pretty used to it. So yeah, hopefully it all goes well. I'm ready. We're getting down to getting the clothes packed here pretty soon, and that's usually the last day or two thing. So yeah, no, I'm excited. And if you got anything left on my list, though, let me know because it never ends. Trust me.
I don't doubt it. Now, it's funny how we break it down. Our concerns, you know, it's the packing, it's the getting these little things done. But, you know, Jerry DePoto, he's got to be clenching his teeth or something. But are you kidding me? You lightweights? You realize what the offseason is like for me? And he hasn't stopped. That said, you know, there really is still some offseason left. You know, until they leave Peoria to start the season, anything could happen. Do you think he's just going to relax at some point here and take a look at what he actually has?
Yeah, he's kind of been doing that. And by the way, I think Jerry has somebody else clean his gutters. So I think that's one thing that makes these. But no, I mean, Jerry got busy early. And it's really, I think, fascinating offseason. And I think this is going to be a heck of a spring just with all the new pieces and parts coming in. But I mean, he had a plan. And I found it very interesting when it was all done. That he said, you know, because he went through the hiring process and went through the interview process and really, really studied this team, he had a pretty good plan in place as the season ended last year. And he came in, I don't know if you remember, about a week to go, they hired him, and he was, you know, on board then and watching those games in person at that point and meeting with staff and really talking with everybody. And it was a little ahead of the curve. You know, a lot of teams are just finishing up and they kind of settle in, and then the other team meets. And he was kind of ahead of the curve on that because he went through that process. But he knew what he wanted, and Jerry's got some plans in place and got after him pretty early. So a lot of their moves were right out of the chute, guys that he identified and went after and brought in. So, you know, and because of that, kind of wrapped things up, you know, shoot, by the winter meetings, things were pretty well in hand, and a couple moves after that. And you know, it's been pretty quiet here the last month or so, but a couple smaller signings, some non-roster guys, and they brought in Joel Peralta, a veteran reliever on a non-roster invite here the other day. So still kind of tweaking, and I think, you know, every team does that, and every team will continue to do that. So Jerry doesn't strike me as a guy that ever will stop. I mean, he's going to be moving, but kind of the core of that team going forward for 2016 definitely in place.
I think you could argue, Greg, that they are the most overmade team this offseason. I think they've changed the most, probably. I suppose I could put the rosters all down and actually scientifically figure that out, but they do look and feel a lot different. Who jumps out at you as maybe one of the bigger changes or a guy who you think will have a pretty significant impact, whether it's somebody they brought on or somebody who's left this offseason?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting mix that way because, like we've mentioned before, the real big core is still in place, you know, the Canoes and Cruises and Seegers and Field. You know, those guys still there. So the guys they brought in aren't going to be the huge impact, but I think that collectively they are going to have a huge impact. And I mean, you got basically two new catchers in Iannetta and Clevinger, and that should be a big upgrade because that was a position that struggled badly last year. I mean, they hit 159 as a group, and it's tough to live with that behind the plate. A new first baseman with Adam Lind, and a new left fielder in Aoki, a new center fielder in Leonis Martin. I mean, these are all guys that are solid major league players that they feel are upgrades. I think a key to me in that position, we're just talking position now, and of course they had two starters in Miley and Nathan Carnes, and their bullpen is completely revamped. So I think the key to me positionally is the outfield. I think Aoki and Martin just being more athletic, and Aoki in particular, guy that could really be a catalyst at the top of their order, and I think that's big, is to set up that lineup that we talk about with that core group of Cano and Cruz and Seager. You know, if you get Aoki on base and really making things happen, it kind of sets things up. Kind of struggled in that position last year. So, and Martin is certainly an excellent defender, and they really want that outfield defense to be better, and that helps your pitching staff. And that was, they slipped a little bit last year in pitching, and part of that's defense, you know. So they got to be better out there in the field, and I feel like they're going to be. So, you know, and the other group that I think is really key is that bullpen, and that's just a whole revamp there. And those are guys that are going to be, as we've seen in recent years with the Royals, certainly kind of setting the pace. The Royals, a couple of years ago, you can really change your fortunes with a solid bullpen, and it certainly made their lion's share of moves in that pen this year, and that is a group. Steve Cishek, kind of probably the key name there, is the closer. I mean, you got to button that down. Fernando Rodney last year struggled, and as a result, everything kind of got haywire. They had, I think, 12 blown saves 2 years ago, 24 last year, and that's a big difference when you're in a race where a few games matter. So that they really got to nail down that bullpen and count on Cishek to be that hammer at the end.
It is really a very good point. I don't know if it seems like some of these things are cyclical, but right now the bullpens are the position du jour. And you mentioned the Royals. I think the Astros' move last year was largely built off of just fixing a bullpen. And you see it go the other way, too. The Mariners' struggles. I think Oakland's struggles last year. Largely to do with those bullpens. So that is a key piece. What one area would you say, though, that this team maybe wanted to address, maybe set out to tinker with this offseason, or in your just estimation, you think there are still improvements that could be made? Where would that focus be?
Well, DePoto's his number one goal, or two goals, I would say. One is the outfield defense and getting athletic, as we talked about. To better fit Safeco Field, and I think that's just a smart thing. I mean, their home record the past couple of years has not been good. They've been one of the better teams in the AL on the road. And you got to play well in your home park, and part of that in Safeco definitely is being athletic and defensive oriented, and they've gotten better there. So we talked about that. I think the other big thing is on base percentage. Huge, huge emphasis of this team. We're going to hear it over and over again this spring. We've already heard it over and over. Control the strike zone. Big mantra of both Service and DePoto, and they're drumming that into players. They're going to be drumming it into media, fans, whoever wants to listen. Control the strike zone, get on base as a position, as a hitter. And if you're pitching, you got to throw strikes, cut down your walks. So that's going to be a big focus, top to bottom in this organization. That's really one of the things they've talked about. So, and they've gone out and gotten on base guys. Adam Lind is a guy that gets on base well, can be playing first base. Aoki, excellent on base guy to lead off. Iannetta, while not a great batting average guy, is a good on base guy behind the plate. Always done well there. So they've upgraded there. And you put in, Cano in that group, definitely a good on-base guy. Seth Smith, the guy that works counts well, being the mix in right field. So they should be better there. And that's big. I mean, that's big in their minds. You just got to play to your strength. And one of theirs is going to be to, get on base, score some runs, do whatever you can, and really maximize their pitching and defense. So, it sounds good. It's certainly a formula that you can see working, but you got to make it all happen when you get out on the field, as you know, Dave.
Yeah. It does sound kind of straightforward. So next week when you get down there, you're in Peoria. What's that first stop? Where's your first dinner?
I'm staying at a new place this year, so I gotta first, you know, find the place I'm at. They've switched it up on me. So I gotta identify my key spots. But if you're just going straight, you know, you get to Peoria and what you want to do. For me, I'm not gonna lie. You know, In-N-Out Burger when I drive by, we don't have them here in Washington, and hard to drive by that on the first day without stopping for lunch. So, you know, I'm an easy guy. You give me a good burger, I'm pretty happy.
All right. Well, that sounds like a plan. Greg, safe travels. Next time we talk, I'm really hopeful we'll be talking about position battles and guys reporting and all sorts of interesting news from Peoria.
Sounds good to me. It's going to be fun to see a large group of new guys and get to know these guys on the field and get a chance to tell their stories. So it should be a very interesting camp.
All right. We look forward to it. Greg Johns, MLB.com Extras, the Seattle Mariners edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.